and welcome to Dune Reads Goosebumps. I am Dune, and this is part two of Attack of the Jack-O-Lanterns by R.L. Stine on Dune Reads Goosebumps. My overall contact info is at Dune, D-U-N-E, on Twitter. Facebook.com/DuneReadsGoosebumps. Email is Dune@DuneReadsGoosebumps.com. Instagram is Dune_M if you want to see me post pictures of my pets and alcohol. If you want to donate to the show, there's the Patreon.com/Dune. I'm just going to stop with these and just dive right into this. I'm still on my tequila kick, so I just took four shots of that since it's just past noon. I need to even out before I started. That being said, once again, checking if it's recording. Chapter number motherfucking 15, Attack of the Jack-O-Lanterns Part 2. Did I say tune? Ooh, that might not be off to a good start. We stepped up onto the front stoop and peered through the glass storm door. A big orange cat with bright blue eyes stared back at us from the other side of the door. I rang the doorbell. Dingity, ingity, ding, 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 dong, ring a ding, 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 dong. Keep that doorbell ringing. A few seconds later, a smiling young woman in jeans and a yellow turtleneck came hurrying to the door. She carried a basket of Snickers bars and Milky Ways. Trademark. You all look so great, she lied to us, dropping a candy bar in each bag. Drew, hold up your bag, Tabby ordered shrilly. Oh, fucking sorry. I was still worrying about Shane and Shayna. I held up my bag for the woman. The cat narrowed its amazing blue eyes at me. There was one house on my block growing up that used to give out full-size candy bars. And I was like, man, those young guys that live together and just buy a bunch of weird stuff like boats and cool cars and stuff are the coolest dudes ever. And then I learned they're drug dealers, which makes them way cooler. I could have got drugs instead of those stupid candy bars. Are you supposed to be a princess? The woman asked Tabby. No, a ballerina, cunt, Tabby replied. And you're a lump of coal? The woman asked Walker. Texas. Push him hard enough and he turns into a diamonder. Something like that. Walker, Texas apathetic, muttered. He didn't do his dark and stormy night routine. I guess he was worried about Shane and Shayna too. Those fatties would never miss candy. Have fun, the woman said. She pulled the storm door shut. Is a storm door like a screen door? I don't live somewhere with proper storms. Is that what that is? Because we have screen doors sometimes. I don't. I'm not Mr. Rockefeller. But the four of us jumped off her stoop and started across the frost-covered grass to the next yard. When I glanced back to the door, I saw the cat still staring out at us. What a spooky cat. Maybe that's going to be significant later, huh? The next house was dark. So we crossed the lawn to the house next door to it. Remember, kids, that's always a good lesson. If you see a dark person, you cross the street to the next house. A group of kids was already on the front stoop, shouting, Trick or treat! Trick or treat! Who are they? I whispered to Walker, Texas listener. He shrugged. If they don't show up, I started, but I saw Tabby watching me, so I didn't finish my sentence. We waited for the kids to leave, then climbed up to the stoop. Two little kids, probably 3 or 4 years old, were handing out little bags of candy corn to everyone. Ew. You know, occasionally you run into people that like candy corn and you're just baffled at their entire existence. You want to know what other horrible stuff they eat? I just got a text. They laughed at Lee's bee costume. They wanted to feel the antennas. The little boy asked Lee where his stinger was. I stuck it in someone, Lee told him, unaware that when bees sting things, they die, unlike wasps, which are just bees with cheat codes. Hey, that's a tweet I made a little bit ago. If you want to see more of those, follow me at Dune. Another text. They stared hard at Walker, Texas stingerless bee wasps, all black outfit. I think it kind of frightened them. Are you supposed to be a monster? The little girl asked Walker, potential monster, timidly. Nah, I'm a lump of coal, Walker, Texas liar, told them. She nodded seriously, as if she was on dope. We hurried away and did three more houses to the end of the block. I saw two kids that I babysit for. They were in matching robot costumes like Flight of the Conchords. I stopped to talk with them for a minute. Then I had to run to catch up to the others. They had crossed the street and had started doing the houses on the other side. A strong gust of wind fluttered my cape. It looked badass. I shivered and glanced nervously at my watch again. Where were they? Where were Shane and Shayna? The whole plan depended on them. Three texts. Dear God, it's giving me anxiety now. Wow, pretty good haul so far, Lee declared. He held his bag open, studying the contents as we crossed the street. Did you get any Kit Kats? Tabby demanded. I'll trade anyone for Kit Kats. Only one person gave out apples, Lee said. Okay, another text. Now I'm just going to have a panic attack until I can get to my phone. But I don't want to check it because it's making me anxious, Lee said, making a disgusted face. He reached into his bag and pulled out the apple. Then he heaved it as hard as he could across the yard. The apple hit a tree trunk with a loud thunk. Then it bounced into the next driveway. Why do people give out apples? Lee grumbled. Don't they know we only want candy and we haven't started smoking pot yet, so we can't turn the apples into rudimentary pipes? Some people are just cheap, Tabby said. She pulled out her apple and dropped it in the grass. Then she kicked it with the toe of her ballet slipper. They both really deserve what they get, what they're going to get. Oh my God, I thought. They're both really jerks. Why are they jerks? It's Halloween. You want candy. We had dentists up the block, too, that were, like, farther away from the drug dealers that gave out fucking, like, candy that was good for your teeth and fucking good teeth shit, and that's bullshit. I'm Dune. I've never had a cavity, so take that. And I only brush my teeth once a day. That's my policy. Once in the morning, never at night. Nights for banging and passing out. Not always banging. That would be inappropriate. But, you know, it's the nighttime. It's full of excitement. And watching old episodes of The Simpsons. But where are Shane and Shayna? We trick-or-treated our way down the block. It's getting pretty late, and there are fewer little kids out. The streetlight near the corner was broken. We stepped into a patch of deep shadow. Oh my God, I got another text. Someone better be dead. Oh my God, that freaks me out. One of Lee's antennas kept slipping off. After this chapter, Dune's gonna put his phone on silent so he doesn't have a panic attack. He slid it back into place for the 10th time. As we neared the corner, a tall tree blocked the moonlight, and it grew even darker. Uh-oh! I let out a cry as two figures stole Dune's place so he didn't know where he was, leaped out at us from behind the tree. I thought that Todd and Joe had returned, but I quickly saw it wasn't those guys. In a gray blur, two figures turned their backs on us, blocking our way. They wore dark robes that flowed straight down to the ground, and over their heads, dot dot dot, over their heads, dot dot dot, they wore pumpkins! Like the cover of the book, idiots. Large, round pumpkins perfectly balanced on their shoulders. And if you only know the cover of the book from following me on Facebook or Instagram, it's not actually photoshopped with my face and my pet's face and my girlfriend's face and R.L. Stine's face. It's actually pumpkins. I like to edit them to incorporate myself so I feel more involved in Goosebumps. Whoa! Walker, Texas, startled, let out a startled Texas cry. He backed up and stumbled into me. Tabby and Lee gaped in surprise. But the most horrifying surprise was yet to come. As they slowly turned to face us, their jack-o'-lantern faces came into view. Eerie, jagged grins cut into their pumpkin heads. Flashing triangle eyes lit by flames. Bright orange and yellow flames danced inside their heads. And as the pumpkin heads turned their fiery, ragged grins on us, Walker, Texas being looked at by a pumpkin head, and I both opened our mouths and screamed in terror. Chapter number 16. Our screams echoed down the block. The fire flashed in the pumpkin head's eyes. I turned to Tabby and Lee. The light from the fiery jack-o'-lantern faces flickered over their faces. Yeah, it says faces twice in that sentence. Really wish he would have used something different. They stood calmly staring at the grinning pumpkin heads. Tabby turned to me. Is this your idea of a joke? Were you trying to scare us?
Hey, dog, we know it's Shane and Shayna, Lee said.
He tugged at one of the dark, loose, flowing costumes.
Hey, Shane, how's it hanging, bruh?
The two pumpkin heads remained silent. How do you get the fire to work? Do you have candles in your fucking face? Tabby demanded. How can you see? The pumpkin heads grinned back in silence. A lick of fire darted from one of their jagged mouths. I shivered. The costumes were too good. I could hear the flames hiss inside the big orange heads. The costumes were dark green, like pumpkin vines. Why aren't Tabby and Lee frightened? I wondered.
Hey, maybe because they're not bitches like you. Bam! In Drew's face!
I expected Shane and Shayna to appear in something frightening, but I didn't expect anything as good as these fiery jack-o'-lantern heads. The costumes were great, but I felt so disappointed. Tabby and Lee were definitely not frightened. This Halloween is going to be a disaster, like the others, I thought. I stepped up besides Walker. I'm not doing one this time. I couldn't see his expression under all that black makeup. How do they do the fire? He whispered. It's really awesome. I nodded. But it didn't scare Tabby and Lee. I whispered back. It's early, Walker, Texas timekeeper whispered. Shayna and Shayna have just started. My cape had become tangled around my legs. I tugged it free and tossed it behind me. The two pumpkin heads still hadn't said a word. Tabby picked up her trick-or-treat bag and turned to me. You have to do better than this if you want to scare Lee and me, she said with a sneer. Wait, so she's aware of their whole plan to try to scare him back for the last 2 years? This is ridiculous. I'm glad I at least remember the plot, that I did it recent enough, or it's that the tequila I've been drinking makes it so I have more of a memory because I'm not drinking as much. We're not scaredy cats like you two, Lee boasted. Flames darted out of the pumpkin head's eyes. They both tilted their big heads as they stared at Tabby and Lee. How do they do that? I wondered. How do they control the flames? Do they have some kind of remote control? Well, we're going to stand here and freeze, or are we going to go trick-or-treating? Tabby demanded. Let's do your block, I suggested to her. Tabby started to reply, but a hiss of fire from the nearest pumpkin head made her stop.
Let's go somewhere else, the jack-o'-lantern said from somewhere inside its pumpkin head.
His voice came out in a hoarse crackle, too harsh to be a whisper, a dry, choked sound.
Somewhere else, his partner echoed.
Her voice also came out in a hoarse crackle, like a dry, dead leaf being crinkled together.
Excuse me, Lee cried.
We know a better neighborhood,
the first pumpkin head crackled. The jagged mouth cut through the thick pumpkin flesh didn't move. The voice hissed from inside. The orange and yellow flames tossed in a rhythm to the words. As an adult, I think that we should do Halloween and other holidays, except for Thanksgiving and Christmas. No, fucking definitely Christmas. What am I talking about? Thanksgiving's the only holiday we're doing yearly. Everything else biannually. I can get down for Halloween every other year, and I used to be way into it, but it's too much. All this planning, I'm not into it. I even have a joke. I'm just saying, too much Halloween.
We know a better neighborhood. A neighborhood you won't forget.
Tabby laughed. She rolled her eyes.
Oh, wow, scary voices, she said sarcastically. Oh, I'm shaking, Lee teased.
He and Tabby laughed together.
Give us a break, guys, Tabby said to the pumpkin head.
I changed pumpkin to pumpkin. As in pumpkin chunkin?
Your costumes are pretty good, but they didn't scare us, so lose the creepy-ass voices, okay?
Yeah, Lee agreed. Let's do some houses. It's getting a little late.
Follow us,
one of the pumpkin heads hissed with four S's.
Follow us to a new neighborhood, a better neighborhood.
They led the way down the street, their big heads bounced on their shoulders as they walked. The fire flickered from their heads, casting a glow like lighted torches. What are they doing? Walker, Texas, not putting up with this bullshit, whispered in my ear. This isn't the plan. Where are they taking us? I didn't know.
Chapter number 17.
We walked 3 blocks, heading away from our houses. We passed a row of big stone houses, set back on wide lawns behind tall hedges. The next block had an empty lot where someone had started to build a house and then stopped. What kind of tweaker shit is that? The two pumpkin heads walked quickly, taking long strides. Their heads bounced on their shoulders. They kept their fiery faces straight ahead and didn't glance back at us. "Hey, where are we going?" Lee demanded, jogging to catch up. He tugged at one of their shoulders. "You're passing a lot of good houses across the street." The jack-o'-lantern creature didn't slow down.
"Let's try a new neighborhood," he crackled.
"Yes," his partner hissed.
"A new neighborhood, a better neighborhood, you'll see. It's full of whites."
They led us past the empty lot, past a row of small, dark houses. Do they mean the houses are dark or the people inside them? Am I right, Franklin? Racist, isn't that? I apologize to everyone. "Where are we going?" Walker, Texas, tired of walking past black people houses, whispered. He motioned to Shane and Shayna. "What is their problem? Why are they doing this? They're starting to scare me." I'm sure they know what they're doing," I whispered. Sorry. I gazed around the block. I didn't see many other trick-or-treaters. It was getting late, and most of the little kids had already gone home. In the next driveway, two tall kids, a gorilla, and a chubby clown, whoop whoop, were pawing through their trick-or-treat bags. They had their heads lowered to the bags. We passed by them, and they didn't even look up. "Hey, we're missing a lot of good houses," Lee protested. He pointed to a brick house in the corner. "Can we stop there? Those people always give out handfuls of candy bars." "Really? Hand fucking fools." The pumpkin heads ignored him and kept walking. "Hey, whoa, stop," Tabby demanded. She and Lee both trotted up in front of the pumpkin heads. "Stop, come on, whoa."
"A new neighborhood," one of them croaked. "Let's try a new neighborhood,"
the other one echoed.
"A better neighborhood."
A chill ran down my back. Shane and Shayna were acting so weird. I tugged my cape off. A clump of weeds. Okay, so Drew was walking, the protagonist here, and there was a clump of weeds sticking out. They're probably from a shitty lot. I'm not saying who lived there, and I'm going to drop that, but it was a shitty, not taken care of lot, and there's a big weed sticking out. The cape was caught on it. I was confused by that wording. The air suddenly felt cold and damp. I wrapped the cape around me. Up ahead, Lee fiddled with his bee antenna. Fap, fap, fap. I saw that Tabby's ballet slippers were soaked with mud. We followed the pumpkin heads. What the fuck? Sorry, I lost my place. Across the street, and then they stepped off the sidewalk and started into the woods. Walker, Texas wood explorer, hurried up beside me. Even through his heavy makeup, I could see the worried expression on his face. "Why are they taking us into the woods?" he whispered. I shrugged. I guess they're getting ready to scare Tabby and Lee. Twigs and dead leaves crackled under our shoes as we made our way between the trees. A frightened thought flashed into my mind. I suddenly pictured the 4 fat people who had disappeared. 4 people vanished into thin fucking air, never seen again. And they were fat, which is way harder to disappear. It takes like twice as much magic. Ask Dumbledore. I remembered all of my mother's warnings. I remembered how she told us to stay where a lot of kids were and a lot of bright lights. I remembered how she didn't even want me to go trick-or-treating tonight. This is wrong, I realized. Mom's advice was smart. Moms. I guess parents can be right sometimes, all right? Parents? I was just talking to my mom because she's getting a new computer. Finally, you know. So that's why I was texting her when I started this.
We shouldn't be walking through the woods tonight, I knew. We shouldn't be away from the street, away from the brightly lit houses. We shouldn't go off by ourselves like this in the dark, creepy woods.
A new neighborhood,
a pumpkin head crackled from up ahead.
Just past these woods,
the other one whispered.
A really good neighborhood, you'll see.
The light from inside their heads flickered over the dark tangles of bare trees and tall weeds. My heart began to thud. I hurried to keep up with the others.
Wow. If you're having trouble keeping up with the two fatties, you need to really start taking care of yourself.
Shane and Shayna are good friends, I told myself. I'm sure they know where they're going. But this isn't what we planned. This isn't what we planned at all. Why do I have such a bad feeling about this?
I do too. I have a bad feeling about how goddamn boring it is, am I right?
That's just water. I'll shout out for this chapter.
Chapter number 18. Yeah.
Shayna, give us a break. Tabby complained shrilly.
Look at me. Look at my ballerina skirt.
It's got a tutu, bitch. She held up the front of the skirt. Even in the dim light, I could see the mud stain in the front, where she had clearly shit herself and then turned it around to make it look as if it was a mud stain.
We
Jesus Christ. More water. We have to get out of these woods. Tabby wailed angrily at me, a la Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, it's too dark, and we're wasting too much time,
Lee agreed. His trick-or-treat bag got caught on a low tree limb. He tugged it hard to pull it loose. Shane and Shayna ignored the complaints. The big, fiery pumpkins bounced on their shoulders. They made their way steadily and quickly through the darkness of the woods. A few minutes later, we stepped out onto a narrow street. Seeing the bright streetlights and rows of little houses, we all let out a happy cheer.
Woo-ah! Now we can trick or treat,
one of the pumpkin heads croaked. Franklin does not know how to feel about the term trick or treat because it does include his favorite word in it, but I just keep talking over it. All right, he's just going to bite his ass anyway. I turned my eyes up and down the street. I saw house after house, all small, all on tiny lawns. Most of them had lights on in front. Many of them were decorated for Halloween. The houses stretched for blocks, two rows of brightly lit little houses, as far as I could see, like a Monopoly game that's been going on way too long. This is an awesome neighborhood for trick-or-treating, I declared, starting to feel a lot better, a lot less frightened.
Excellent,
Lee agreed.
We'll clean up here.
Where are we? Walker, Texas Rand McNally demanded. How come I've never seen this neighborhood before? No one answered him. We were all too eager to get started. I pulled some wet leaves off my cape and straightened my mask. Tromping through the woods had messed all of us up. We took a few seconds to get our shit together. Then the six of us hurried up to the first house. A young woman carrying a baby in one arm came to the door. She dropped a miniature candy bar into our bag. Also, that was plural, and she dropped plenty of them bitches. The baby stared at the flaming pumpkin heads and smiled. At the next house, an old-ass couple took forever getting to the door with them old-ass knees and hips.
Trick-or-treat!
We shouted at the top of our chronic-soaked lungs. They raised their hands to their ears. I guess they couldn't stand the noise.
I'm sorry, but we don't have any candy,
the old woman said. She dropped nickels into our bag. A nickel per bag. That's bullshit. We hurried across the small yard to the next house. Two girls, about 7 or 8, greeted us at the door.
Awesome costumes, one of them said to Shane and Shayna.
They gave us little bags of M&Ms. Are they plain M&Ms?
Well, I'm going to change that to make it more appealing to me.
They gave us little bags of almond M&Ms.
This is cool,
Lee declared as we hurried to the next house. That was a weird thing my breath just did.
The houses are so close together, Tabby added. We can do 100 houses in no time.
Why didn't we ever come here before? Walker, Texas Neighborhood Planning Commission asked.
Trick or treat!
We screamed as we rang the doorbell on the next house. A teenage boy with long blonde hair and an earring in one ear answered the door. He snickered at our costumes.
"Cool,"
he muttered. Then he dropped packages of candy corn into our bags. Side note, when I first got my ears pierced, like I think almost a full year, I had just one earring. Because my parents, for some reason, wouldn't let me, like, pierce the other one. I was, like, 13 or 14, so I just rocked one earring. It was, like, a gauge. It was like, 14 gauge or something, a little hoop. But the point is, I rocked that for a full year. That's terrible.
On to the next house, and the next, and the next. We did the next block, stopping at every single house, then we covered two more blocks. The little houses seemed to stretch on forever.
When I was in the south, I saw people with one earring still, which is baffling.
My trick-or-treat bag was nearly full. We stopped at the corner house because Walker Texas Terrible Lace Tire's shoe had come untied. While he bent down to tie it, we all stopped to catch our breath.
"Hurry up,"
a pumpkin urged. Walker Texas Wishes He Had Velcro. Flames leaped angrily from its eye holes.
"Yes, hurry,"
the other one hissed.
"No time to waste."
"Give me a break,"
Walker Texas Kit Kat advertiser murmured.
"I have a knot." As he struggled with his shoe, the two pumpkin heads bobbed and squirmed impatiently. Finally, Walker, Texas, fuck it, let's go barefoot, climbed to his feet and picked up his bulging trick-or-treat bag. The pumpkin heads were already leading the way to the next block of houses.
"I'm getting a little tired, yo,"
I heard Lee whisper to Tabby. "What time is it?"
"My bag is nearly full," Tabby replied with a groan.
She shifted the heavy bag to her other hand.
"Hurry," a pumpkin head insisted. "Lots more houses to do. Lots,"
the other one hissed. We did two more blocks, both sides of the street, about 20 houses. My bag was filled to the top. I had to carry it in both hands. Walker's shoelace...
All right, I'm sorry, I lied about him being barefoot. I just had to add a Texas thing in there, which I didn't do on this one.
Had come undone again. When he bent to tie it, it ripped in his hand.
"Now what am I gonna do?"
he muttered.
"Hurry,"
a pumpkin head insisted.
"More houses."
"I'm getting tired,"
Tabby complained, loud enough for everyone to hear this time.
"Me too,"
Lee agreed. "And this trick-or-treat bag is getting heavy. Stupid shoelace."
"Walker, Texas, what's the real problem? Don't blame the shoelace,"
muttered, still bent over his shoe.
"I guess it is getting pretty late,"
I said, gazing around. "I don't see any other trick-or-treaters. I think they've all gone home." I pulled off my cape. It was all tangled and it was starting to choke me. I balled it up and tucked it under my arm.
"More houses,"
one of the pumpkin heads whispered.
This is going to be the 86th episode of Dune Reads Goosebumps, and the vast majority of them are half books, but this might be the most boring right now. Or maybe it's just because I started right now on this half and it's just fucking dull, but Jesus Christ.
"Hurry, lots more to do,"
the other one insisted, dry. In a dry, crackling voice, the yellow flames danced inside of her head.
"But we want to quit,"
Lee whined. I'm not going to make the joke about him being African-American and quitting things.
"I'm not."
"Yes, we're done,"
Tabby agreed shrilly.
"You can't quit,"
a pumpkin head snapped.
"Huh?"
Lee's mouth dropped open.
"Keep going, you can't quit,"
the pumpkin head insisted. They both appeared to float up and rise over us. The fires raged in their triangle eyes. Their heads floated up over the dark cape bodies.
"You can't quit! You can't ever quit!"
Uh-oh. Alright, this shit's starting to get good. I took another shot of tequila. I like that I justify it with it's starting to get good, because if it was still terrible, which it might be, I'd be like, well, this is terrible, I'm gonna drink more. As if that's justification, just anything. I'm feeling a certain way, so I'm gonna drink. It doesn't work out if I explain it like that. Chapter 19.
Ha ha, very funny.
Tabby rolled her eyes, but I saw Lee step back in fear. His knees seemed to buckle, and he nearly dropped his trick-or-treat bag.
Another block,
a pumpkinhead insisted.
Another block, and then another.
Whoa, wait a minute, Tabby protested. You can't boss us around like that. I'm going home.
She turned and started to walk away, but the two pumpkin heads moved quickly to block her path.
Let me go,
Tabby protested. She darted sharply to the right, but the big pumpkin creatures floated with her. Their fiery grins appeared to grow wider and brighter. The two of them began circling us, floating silently. They're swirling around us faster and faster until it looked as if we were surrounded by flames. Do they still think it's their friends that are flying and spinning around? Is that the case? Because I don't have any friends that can do that, but a lot of my friends are lazy, so who knows? Maybe if they tried.
A wall of leaping flames all around us.
You will obey, came the crackling command.
The flames pushed us from behind, forced us forward. We had no choice but to obey them. We were prisoners, prisoners of their fire. I feel like that's the name of a bad 80s heavy metal album.
Prisoners of Fire.
The old man was standing at the door to the first house. An old man. He grinned at us as we stepped up to his front stoop.
You kids are out kind of late, aren't you? He asked.
Yeah, kind of. See these pumpkin creatures here? They're fucking with us, and they won't let us leave, and they're spinning around, and they're living jack-o'-lanterns. That's what's going on. They can also fly for some reason. I'm not really sure about that one, I replied.
He dropped the packages of chuckles into our bags.
Hurry,
a pumpkin head urged as we crossed the wet grass to the next house.
Hurry!
Lee's trick-or-treat bag was so heavy, he dragged it along the ground. I carried mine in both hands. Tabby complained to herself, muttering and shaking her head. We did both sides of the block. I didn't see any other kids out. No cars came by. Some of the houses were turning out their lights.
Hurry,
a pumpkin head insisted, like a total jerk. That was jerk. That was with a little kid voice. That's what I was doing.
Lots more houses. Lots more blocks.
No way,
Lee cried.
No way,
Tabby repeated. She tried to sound strong, but I heard a tremble in her voice. The jack-o'-lantern faces loomed over us once more. Their fiery eyes stared out at us.
Hurry, you can't stop now. You can't.
But it's too late, I protested, and my shoe keeps falling off.
Walker Texas wonky-ass feet chimed in.
We don't want to trick-or-treat anymore,
Tabby told them shrilly.
You can't stop now, hurry! Lots more houses. This is the best neighborhood.
No way,
Tabby and Lee repeated together.
They started to chant, no way, no way, no way. Jose, Jose, Jose. He is my gardener. I am so racist. Jose, no way, no way.
That's what they were saying. I wouldn't say that. I don't have a lawn. But Tabby and Lee, Tabby's, you know, cunty. I already established she was poor in the last book, though.
Our bags are full, I said. Mine is starting to tear,
Walker Texas cheap bag buyer complained.
No way, no way, Tabby and Lee chanted.
The two jack-o'-lanterns began to swirl around us again, circling faster and faster, rebuilding the wall of flames, like some sort of fire-based version of Groot.
You must not stop, one of them hissed. You must keep going.
They swirled closer, so close I could feel the scorching heat of their flames. And as they swirled, they began to hiss like snakes about to strike. The hissing grew louder and louder until it sounded as if we were surrounded by snakes. God, I would hate that.
My heavy trick-or-treat bag fell from my hands.
Stop, I screamed up them. Stop it. You're not Shane and Shayna.
Fire leaped from their eyes. Their hisses became a high wail.
You're not Shane and Shayna, I shrieked.
Who are you?
Chapter number 20.
They swirled to a stop.
Bright flames licked out of their grinning mouths. Their shrill wails bounced off the bare trees, cutting through the heavy night silence. That's a good little paragraph. "Who are you?" I demanded, my voice trembling. My whole body shook. I suddenly felt as if the cold of the night had seeped inside of me. "Look at you, R.L. Stein. Who wants a Pulitzer? You're not going to get one. Not with this." "And I'm never going to win anything ever, because I'm Dune and I read Goosebumps."
"Who are you? Have you done something to our friends?"
No reply. I turned to Walker, Texas witness of what's going on. The light of the flames flickered over his face. Through his black makeup, I could see his frightened expression. I swallowed hard and turned to Tabby and Lee. They were both sneering and shaking their heads.
"Is this your dumb idea of a Halloween joke?"
Tabby demanded. She rolled her eyes.
"Wow, did you really think Lee and I would fall for this? You think we'd fall for these people that are fucking flying and on fire and clearly magical?"
"Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared of the clear magic,"
Lee cried sarcastically. He made his knees knock together.
"Look, I'm shaking like a leaf."
He and Tabby let out loud laughs.
"These are real clever costumes, great fire effects, but we know it's Shane and Shayna," Lee declared. "No way you're going to scare us, Drew."
"No way," Tabby repeated. "Look." She and Lee reached out their hands. They grabbed a pumpkin head. They each grabbed a pumpkin head and tugged.
"Whoa!"
They pulled the fiery pumpkin heads off the creature's shoulders, and then all four of us screamed because the two costumed figures had no fucking heads underneath. Shit just got real.
Chapter number 21.
Our screams rose up shrilly, cutting through the night air like wailing sirens. I thought it was going to be something that cuts through things. You know, like a fucking machete at the hand of an African warlord. The pumpkin head fell from Tabby's hand and bounced heavily on the ground. Bright orange flames shot out of its eyes and mouth. Lee still gripped the other pumpkin head between his hands, but he dropped it when the jagged mouth began to move. The fiery heads grinned up at us from the grass.
"Ugh!"
I uttered a low moan of terror and staggered back. I wanted to run away, to run as fast as I could and not look back. But I couldn't take my eyes off the two heads, grinning up at us from the wet grass. As I stared, my heart pounded and my legs began to shake. Someone grabbed my arm.
"Walker, Texas arm grabber!"
He held on to me. His hand was as cold as ice and willing to sacrifice. Like Foreigner. With his other hand, he pointed to the two headless bodies. They stood in their... Jesus. Sorry. I'm like hiccuping. I need to drink more something. They stood in their dark, flowing costumes. They hadn't moved. The spot between their shoulders where their heads had rested was flat and smooth, like the genitals of Barbie dolls. As if the pumpkin heads had been balanced there, but never attached. Never attached. Tabby and Lee huddled together beside me. Tabby's tiara was missing. Her hair had come unpinned. It fell in wet tangles over her face. Lee's trick-or-treat bag had toppled on its side. A pile of candy had spilled all over the grass inches away from one of the pumpkin heads. The flames inside the head danced and flickered. And then the jagged mouths began to move. The smiles grew wider. The triangle eyes narrowed. The ugly laugh escaped their mouths, an evil, dry sound, more like a throat clearing, more like a cough than a laugh. Nailed that one.
"No!"
I moaned. Beside me, I heard Walker, Texas Ranger gasp. Lee swallowed hard. Tabby was holding on to the sleeve of his bee costume with both hands. She pulled him back until they were standing behind a Walker, Texas human wall and me. The heads laughed together, flames flickering inside them. Their two bodies moved quickly. They reached out long arms and grabbed the heads from the grass. I expected them to place the heads back on their shoulders, but they didn't do that shit. They held the heads in front of their chests. Another dry laugh. Their pumpkin mouths twisted on the dark, round faces. The eyes stared blankly at us, bright orange, then shadowy, flickering with the flames. I realized I was squeezing Walker, Texas, squeezable dude's arm. He didn't seem to notice. I let go. I took a deep breath. "Who are you?" I called to the two creatures. My voice came out high and tiny. "Who are you, and what do you want?" They laughed their ugly laughs again.
Chapter number 22. Who are you?
I choked out again like that hookah-smoking worm in Wizard of Wonderland, shouting over their dry, crackling laughter. Where are Shane and Shayna? Where are our friends? Flames hissed from the two heads. Their ragged orange grins grew wider.
Drew, let's try one more time to run away. Walker, Texas, Usain Bolt whispered.
Maybe we could catch them by surprise. Nice try announcing it out loud when they clearly speak English. We both spun around and started to run. Tabby and Lee came stumbling after us. My legs felt so wobbly and weak I didn't think I could run by. My heart pounded so hard I struggled to breathe.
Run!
Walker, Texas, guy who shoots off the starter gun at races, cried breathlessly, pulling my arm.
Drew, faster!
We didn't get far. Uttering their shrill, frightening hisses, the creatures whirled around us, once again trapping us, holding us prisoner inside their circle of flames.
And we're sure that Circle of Flames is not an album name.
No way we could run away. No way we could escape from them. Peering over the flying flames, I searched desperately up and down the street. No one in sight. Nothing moved. No cars, no people. Not even a dog or a cat.
I see a dog and a cat. Hi, Franklin. Hi, Yodi.
Holding their heads at their hand.
Wait, sorry. See, my brain was like, it can't be heads at their waists, you know, unless they're, like, bending over, so it clearly has to be hands,
but that's not the case. They're holding their heads at their waists. Two creatures stepped to us.
Holding their heads at their waists, two creatures stepped up to us. They stood over us menacingly, raising the red, glowing heads high above their bare shoulders.
More houses, more houses!
The jack-o'-lantern lips pushed out the words. The red eyes stared down at us.
More houses, more houses! You cannot stop. You must keep on trick-or-treating. Pick up your bags. Pick them up now,
one of them growled, her head held up between two hands. She gazed down at us. Her jagged lips formed an evil sneer.
I'm pulling the sides of my mouth away to make an evil sneer right now. I hope you can hear it. You can't see it, but it's assumingly pretty menacing.
I'll stop that.
We don't want to trick or treat,
Lee wailed, holding on to Tabby.
We want to go home,
Tabby cried. More houses, more houses, more houses! The pumpkin heads continued their hissing chant. They bumped us together. They bumped and pushed us. We had no choice. Wearily, we picked up our trick or treat bags from where they had fallen on the grass. They moved behind us, chanting in their low, dry whispers.
More houses, more houses!
They pushed us to the first house in the block. They pushed us onto the front stoop, and then they hovered close behind.
How long do we have to trick or treat?
Tabby demanded. The pumpkin heads grinned together.
Forever,
they declared.
Is it just me, or is this the worst Goosebumps I've ever read? Or am I just reading it horribly, and this is unentertaining, and no one's listening at this point?
Chapter 23.
and just killed that fifth of tequila, but not going to drink anymore because after this I'm going to the restaurant that I have tattooed on my arm that has the best cocktails I've ever had, and I don't want to drink too much because I want to be a respectable human being.
A woman came to the door and dropped packages of Hershey's Kisses into our bags.
"Your kids are awful late," she said. "Do you live around here?"
"No," I replied. "We don't really know where we are. We're in a strange neighborhood, and we're being forced to trick-or-treat by two headless pumpkin creatures, and they say they're going to make us trick-or-treat forever. Help us, please. You've got to help us."
That wasn't me adding my own parts. That's actually what it said.
"That's good," the woman laughed. "That's very funny. You have a very good imagination."
She closed the door before I could get another word out. At the next house, we didn't even bother to ask for help. We knew no one would believe us.
"Your bags are so full, you greedy bitch," the woman exclaimed. "You must have been trick-or-treating for hours."
We like candy a lot," Walker, Texas diabetic, replied wearily.
I glanced back at the pumpkin heads. They were motioning impatiently. They wanted us to move on to the next house. We said goodbye to the woman and made our way across the front yard. Our trick-or-treat bags were heavy, so we dragged them along the grass. As we headed to the next driveway, Tabby hurried up beside me.
"What are we gonna do?"
she whispered in my ear.
"How are we gonna make these... How are we gonna get away from these monsters?"
I shrugged. I didn't know how to answer her.
"I'm so scared," Tabby confessed. "You don't think that these pumpkin creatures really plan to make us trick-or-treat forever, do you? What do they really want? What are they doing this? Why are they doing this to us?"
"I don't know," I said, swallowing hard. I could see that Tabby was about to cry. Lee was walking with his head down. He dragged his bulging trick-or-treat bag behind him. He was shaking his head and muttering to himself like one of those schizophrenic people you see that you feel really bad for, but you're not going to stop and help him because come on. We stepped up to the side to the next porch and rang the bell. A middle-aged man in bright yellow pajamas opened the door.
"Trick-or-treat!"
we cried wearily at the banana in pajamas. He dropped little Tootsie Rolls into our bags.
"Very late," he muttered. "Do your parents know you're still out?"
We dragged on to the next house, and the next. We kept waiting for a chance to escape, but the two creatures never let us out of their sight. They stayed right with us, keeping in the shadows. Their eyes glowed red from the deepening fire in their heads.
"More houses," they chanted, forcing us to cross the street and do the long row of houses on the other side. "More houses."
"I'm so scared,"
Tabby repeated to me in a trembling whisper.
"So is Lee. We're scared and we feel sick."
I started to tell her I felt the same way, but we both gasped when we saw someone walking along the street. A man in a blue uniform. "A cab, yo. All cops and bastards." At first, I thought he was a policeman, but as he stepped under a streetlight, I saw that he wore a blue work uniform. He had a blue baseball cap on his head, and he carried a large black lunchbox in one hand. He must be coming home from work, I told myself. He was whistling softly to himself, walking with his head down. I don't think he saw us. Hey, Franklin, he was probably whistling to cheer him up because he had to work late on Halloween and he has a shitty job, huh? You know? Because he has a blue work uniform and he's working late on Halloween. Franklin, acknowledge my hilarity. Tabby changed that.
"Help!" she screamed. "Sir, please help us."
The man raised his head, startled. He squinted at us. Tabby began running across the grass to him. The rest of us followed, dragging our heavy trick-or-treat bags.
"Help us, please," Tabby pleaded shrilly. "You've got to help us."
The four of us hurtled breathlessly into the street. We surrounded the startled man. He narrowed his eyes at us and scratched his brown, curly hair. As someone who has brown, wavy hair and a bunch of kids came up to me and were like, "Help us!" I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just call 911 and go inside and drink. How the fuck do you deal with that? That seems so heavy. I guess I could deal with it. But dear God, I don't want to deal with anything. Every time you see things, it's like, and if something's happening to you, contact any adult.
And I'm always like, holy fuck, no one contact me for anything. I understand that I'm 28, but for the love of Christ, I cannot deal with your issues and my own.
What's wrong, kids? Are you lost? He asked.
Monsters, Lee exploded. Headless jack-o'-lantern monsters. They've captured us. They're forcing us to trick-or-treat.
The man started to laugh.
No, it's true, Tabby insisted. You've got to believe us. You've got to help us. Hurry, Lee cried.
The man scratched his hair again. He squinted at us, studying our faces.
Hurry, please, Haller, hurry.
I fucked that up.
Lee wailed.
I stared back at the startled man. Would he help us? I hate ending it with a question because it feels like the Give Yourself Goosebumps books.
Chapter number 24. You've got to help us, Lee pleaded.
Okay, I'll go along with the joke, the man said, rolling his eyes. Where are the monsters?
There, I cried.
That was completely unnecessary for me to dramatically point over. You couldn't see it? Did it bring you more into the moment? If so, I'll keep pointing.
We all turned back to the front yard.
No one there. The pumpkin heads were gone. Disappeared.
Tabby gasped. Lee's mouth dropped open. Where did they go?
Walker, Texas, master of confusion, murmured.
They were standing right there, Tabby insisted, both of them, holding their heads in their hands, really.
The man let out a long sigh. You kids have a good Halloween, he said wearily. But give me a break, okay? I just got off work and I'm beat and about to beat off.
He lifted his black lunchbox to the other hand, and then he winked at us and made a masturbation motion with his hand. Then we watched him make his way up the driveway. He disappeared around the back of the house.
Let's get out of here, Lee cried. But before we could run, the two pumpkin heads leaped out from behind a low hedge.
Their red flames hissed inside their heads. Their jagged mouths were turned down in angry snarls.
More houses, they insisted, rasping the words together. More houses, you can't stop trick-or-treating.
Oh, so sweepy, Tabby protested. Her voice crackled. Again, I saw tears in her wet eyes. Let us go, please, Lee begged.
More houses, more. You can never stop, never.
I can't, Lee cried. My bag is full. Look.
He held out the bulging trick-or-treat bag to the pumpkin heads. Candy bars spilled over the top.
Mine's full, too, Walker, Texas glutton declared. It's filled to the top. I can't squeeze another piece of candy corn in it.
We have to go home, Tabby cried. Our bags are totally full.
That's no problem, one of the pumpkin heads replied.
No problem, Tabby wailed. No problem.
Start eating,
the pumpkin head ordered.
Huh?
We all gasped.
Start eating, he insisted. Start eating.
I feel like I'm in the mind of a teenage girl with an eating disorder.
Eat more, then vomit. Now post about it on Tumblr.
Hey, no way, Lee protested. We're not going to stand here and...
The creatures appeared to rise up. Bright yellow flames shot out of their eyes and a roar of hot wind escaped their jagged, snarled buttholes.
Just kidding, they weren't farting, it was the mouth.
The wind burned my face. We all knew what would happen if we refused to do as they said. We'd end up inside the flames.
Lee grabbed a chocolate bar from the top of his trick-or-treat bag.
He tore off the wrapper with a trembling hand and he shoved the candy into his mouth.
We all started to eat candy. We had no choice. I shoved a Hershey bar in my mouth and started to chew. I couldn't even taste it. A big gob stuck to my teeth, but I shoved in more and kept chewing.
Faster, faster,
the pumpkin heads ordered. Please, Tabby begged with a mouthful of red licorice.
We can't.
Faster, eat, eat.
Ooh. How crazy would it be if the two pumpkin-headed people were Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi? And they're training the kids.
I shoved an entire bag of candy corn into my mouth and struggled to chew. I saw Walker Texas jaws of steel pawing through his bag, looking for something he could eat quickly.
Faster, eat!
The fiery heads demanded, floating over us,
eat, eat!
Lee choked down his fourth musketeer bar. Since there's three musketeers, it's actually his 12th musketeer, am I right? That's math. He grabbed a Milky Way and started to unwrap it.
I'm gonna be sick,
Tabby declared.
Faster, faster,
came the raspy command.
No, really, I feel sick,
she cried.
Eat more, eat faster.
Lee started to choke. A gob of pink taffy shot out of his mouth. Tabby slapped him on the back until he stopped choking.
More! Faster!
The pumpkin heads ordered.
I can't!
Lee cried in a hoarse whisper. The creatures leaned over him. Angry flames shot from their eyes. Lee grabbed a crunch bar, tore off the wrapper, and bit into that bitch. All four of us huddled here on the curb, gobbling down candy, chewing as fast as we could, forcing it down, then shoving in some more. Trembling, frightened, feeling sick. We had no idea that the biggest whore was still to come.
Hey, I thought Tabby was the biggest whore up top. Doing rules.
I feel like this is the worst episode ever. Chapter 25. I can't eat anymore,
Tabby choked out. We had been stuffing ourselves with candy for several minutes. Tabby had chocolate running down her chin. Looked like she just... I don't want to make that joke. And I saw chocolate stuck in the tangles of her blonde hair. Lee was bent over on the grass. He held his stomach and groaned.
I don't feel so hot, he murmured.
He let out a long, loud burp and groaned again.
I never want to see another candy bar in my life.
Walker, Texas candy despiser, whispered to me. I tried to reply, but my mouth was full.
More houses,
one of the pumpkin heads ordered.
More houses, more trick-or-treating.
No, please.
Bent over on the grass, Lee let out a long burp. I can't do that right now.
It's almost midnight, Tabby protested. We have to go home.
Oh, I just smacked the mic and now I have to reorganize where it was. Oh, god damn. This is horrible for you. I should get a mic stand that fits with this, shouldn't I? Sucks for you guys. I'm not going to do that. Oh, god. And I lost my place. This is the least professional podcast ever.
There are many houses to go, a pumpkin head told her, narrowing its fiery eyes. Houses forever, trick or treat forever.
But we feel sick, Lee moaned, holding his stomach. We can't do any more houses tonight.
Everyone has gone to sleep, Walker, Texas NyQuil, told the pumpkin heads. No one will answer the door this late.
They will in this neighborhood, the pumpkin head replied.
No problem in this neighborhood, the other creature agreed.
In this neighborhood, you can trick-or-treat forever!
But,
I sputtered, like a Nicki Minaj song. I knew it was no use. The fiery creatures were going to force us to keep going. They weren't going to listen to our complaints, and they weren't going to let us go home.
More houses, more trick-or-treat forever!
Tabby helped Lee to his feet. She picked up his trick-or-treat bag and placed it in his hand. Then she brushed her hair out of her face and picked up her own bag. The four of us trooped across the street, dragging the bags beside us. The night air had grown cold and heavy. A strong breeze rattled the trees and sent brown leaves scuttering past our feet.
Our parents must be so worried, Lee murmured. It's really late.
They should be worried, Tabby declared in a trembling voice.
We may never see them again.
The porch light at the first house was still on. The pumpkin heads forced us onto the porch.
It's too late to trick-or-treat,
Lee protested, but we had no choice. I rang the bell. We waited, shivering, feeling heavy and sick from all the candy we had forced down. Slowly, the front door opened, and we all gasped in shock. I'm gonna just keep going.
Chapter number 26.
Oh!
A low cry escaped Walker, Texas surprised guy's throat. Lee jumped off the porch. I stared at the creature in the yellow porch light. A woman with a grinning jack-o'-lantern head.
Trick-or-treat? She asked, turning her jagged smile on us.
Orange flames danced and flickered inside her head. Walker, Texas,
hopped off the porch and stumbled into Lee.
I stared at the grinning pumpkin head.
This is a nightmare, I told myself, a living nightmare.
Just really quick, I know there was a whole scene in this book with a nightmare, but if this entire story turns out to be a horrible dream, I'm going to stop reading Goosebumps. Just letting you know. So Nick N., who suggested this, I'm just telling you. You may be the cause of me quitting, even though you generously donated and I appreciate it. I'll still buy you a drink anytime.
The woman dropped some kind of candy into my bag. I didn't even see what it was. I couldn't take my eyes off her pumpkin head.
Are you? I started to ask, but she closed the front door before more words could come out.
More houses, the pumpkin heads commanded. More trick-or-treating!
We dragged ourselves to the next little house. The door swung open as we climbed onto the front step, and we stared at another pumpkin head creature. This one wore jeans and a maroon sweatshirt. The flames hissed and crackled behind his eyes and mouth. Two wide, crooked teeth were carved into his mouth, one on top and one below, giving him a silly expression and making it so he couldn't chew shit. And my friends and I were too terrified to laugh. At the next house, we were greeted by two jack-o'-lantern creatures. We crossed the street and found another fiery-headed creature waiting for us in the next house. Where are we? I wondered. What is this strange neighborhood? The two pumpkin heads forced us onto the next block. The houses were all jack-o'-lantern creatures and shit.
Good reading.
At the end of the block, Tabby sat down her trick-or-treat bag and turned to face the pumpkin heads.
Please let us stop, she begged. Please.
We can't do any more houses, Lee exclaimed weakly. I'm so sleepy and I feel sick.
Please,
Walker, Texas pleader pleaded.
Please. I can't do another house. I really can't,
Tabby said, shaking her head.
I'm so frightened. Those creatures in every house.
She uttered a sob and her voice trailed off. Lee crossed his arms over the front of his striped costume.
I'm not taking another step, he insisted.
I don't care what you do. I'm not moving.
Me neither.
I like that these kids waited way longer than I would have to just give up and give in to death. They'd be like, hey, walk another block. And they weren't even like pumpkin creatures. And they'd be like,
can you kill me? Can you just set me on fire? I'm so lazy.
Me neither, Tabby agreed, stepping close beside him. The two pumpkin heads didn't reply. Instead, they rose up high in the air. I took a step back as their triangle eyes bulged wide and their mouths stretched open. Bright orange flames flew from their eyes, and their mouths stretched even wider, and they both let out high wails. The shrill sound rose and fell through the heavy night air, rose and fell like police sirens.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
That's what police sirens sound like in my world.
The pumpkin heads tilted back until their flames shot straight into the eye, into the sky.
Wow.
And their sirens wailed.
I need a sip of water to get my head together.
The pumpkin heads tilted back until the flames shot straight up into the sky, like a 9/11 memorial, and their siren wails grew louder, louder, until I had to hold my hands over my ears. I saw a flash of light and turned to see another pumpkin head floating towards us from across the street.
Oh!
I uttered a hoarse cry as two more pumpkin-head creatures hurried out of their houses, and then two more, and another. And another!
So that's what? Seven? Alright, seven.
All down the block, doors flew open. Well, I can't count that. That just is meaningless. Creatures floated out, floating towards us, hissing and wailing. Flickering, dancing flames shot out from the jack-o'-lantern eyes and mouths, sending orange light into the black sky. They floated and bobbed down the street across the dark lawns, wailing like sirens and hissing like snakes. Closer, closer. Dozens of them, dozens and dozens. Walker, Texas. Observer of pumpkin heads. Tabby, Lee, and I pressed close together in the middle of the street as the pumpkin head creatures drew near. They formed a circle around us, a circle of grinning, fiery jack-o'-lantern faces over dark-robed bodies. The circle of creatures spun around us slowly, and as they spun, their heads bobbed and tilted onto their shoulders. Slowly, slowly they spun around us, and then they began to chant in hoarse, crackly voices.
Trick or treat, trick or treat,
trick or treat.
What do they want? Tabby cried. What are they going to do?
I didn't have a chance to answer. Four creatures stepped quickly into the middle of the circle and started popping and locking. Just kidding. And when I saw what they carried in their hands, I started to scream.
I'm still feeling insecure about this book and specifically my performance.
Chapter 27,
trick or treat, trick or treat.
My scream drowned out the chanting pumpkin heads, and as the four creatures stepped forward, the chanting stopped. Their jack-o'-lantern heads bobbed on their shoulders, their ragged smiles grew wider as they came near. They held their hands waist high. In their hands, they each
held a pumpkin head.
Four extra pumpkin heads. Oh, shit! Lee cried out when he saw them. Tabby grabbed Lee's arm in terror.
What are they gonna do with those heads?
Bright yellow flames flickered from the eyes and grinning mouths of the four extra heads.
These are for you,
a pumpkin head announced in a voice that sounded like a sharp piece of gravel being rubbed against another sharp piece of gravel.
Ow!
A low voice escaped my throat. I stared at the empty heads and stared at their fiery eyes, their ugly grins.
These are for you, the pumpkin head repeated, stepping closer. These will be your new heads.
I didn't know there was something wrong with my old head.
No, you can't, you can't,
Tabby screamed.
You...
Her cry was cut off as one of the creatures raised a pumpkin head over her. It had a hole cut in the bottom. The creature slammed the pumpkin head over Tabby's head. Lee tried to run, but a creature moved quickly to block his way and then slammed a pumpkin head onto Lee's head. I stumbled back, my mouth open in amazement. More like a gazement, like I normally said, because he's gay. Also, it's a girl and she's whatever, homo. Hands pressed helplessly against the sides of their pumpkin heads. Tabby and Lee ran down the street, ran blindly, ran screaming, screaming into the darkness. And then the creatures turned to Walker, Texas' potential victim, and me, and raised empty pumpkin heads high.
Please,
I begged. Please, no.
Chapter number 28. Please, I cried. Please don't give me a pumpkin head. Please.
Walker, Texas desperate guy, joined in. And then we both burst out laughing. The two creatures set the empty pumpkin heads down on the ground. And then their own pumpkin heads started to change. Their flames died out. Their heads began to shrink and change shape. A few seconds later, Shane and Shayna had their old heads back. And then all four of us started to laugh. We all hugged each other and spun around. We danced wildly, crazily, up and down the street. We tossed back our heads and laughed at the moon and stars, laughed till it hurt.
It worked, guys, I exclaimed.
When we finally stopped celebrating, it worked, it worked! We both scared Tabby and Lee this time.
They'll be scared for the rest of their lives.
Walker, Texas, what the fuck is going on? How did the... this book's terrible, declared. He slapped Shane on the back. Then he danced another happy dance, waving his hands gleefully above his head.
We did it, we did it,
I chanted joyfully. We really scared them. We finally scared them. That was so much fun, Walker, Texas enjoyer of fun, exclaimed. And so easy. I stepped up to Shane and Shayna and hugged them both. Of course, I exclaimed. It helps to have two aliens from other planets as friends.
Oh, fuck this book. Aliens from other planets. Fucking Christ.
Chapter 29. Whoa, take it easy, Shane warned, lowering his voice. He glanced around nervously. We don't want any strangers to know we're not from Earth, Shayna said.
I know, I replied. That's why we didn't use your weird powers to scare Tabby and Lee before.
This year, we were desperate. Walker, Texas, fuck this book, declared. But we've got to be very careful, Shayna said. Shane rose up and turned to all the other pumpkinhead creatures who still circled us. Thanks for your help, brothers and sisters, Shane called to them. You'd better hurry home before anyone sees that we have invaded this whole neighborhood. Waving and laughing, murmuring happily to each other, the other pumpkinheads hurried back to their houses. In a few seconds, the street stood empty, except for us four friends. We started walking down the middle of the street, making our way home. Walker, Texas, seriously fucked this book, and I dragged our heavy trick-or-treat bags beside us. Walker, Texas, turned to Shane and Shayna, a smile spread over his face. When do you think Tabby and Lee will discover that they can just pull off their pumpkin heads? Walker, Texas, whatever, asked. Maybe never, Shayna replied, and we all started laughing all over again. And we didn't stop until we reached the bottom of my driveway. Thanks again.
And I lost my place.
I told Shane and Shayna, you guys were great. You guys were greater than great. You were awesome, Walker declared. A couple of times you even scared me, and I knew it was you. And do you know what else is great about having aliens from another planet as friends? I said. You two don't eat candy.
That's right, Shane and Shayna agreed.
That means Walker and I get to keep all of it, I exclaimed, laughing. I suddenly had a serious thought. I stopped laughing. You know, I've never seen you two eat, I told the aliens. What do you eat? Shayna reached out and pinched my arm. You're still really bony, Drew, she replied. You'll find out what Shane and I eat when you fill out a bit.
Yeah, Shane chimed in. People from our planet only like to eat very plump adults, so you don't have to worry for now.
My mouth dropped open.
Hey, you're kidding, right? I demanded.
Shane? Shayna? You're not serious, right? That's a joke. Right?
Right?
The end.
Oh, God, I hope this was no one's first book, because, dear God, most of the episodes are better, most of the books... Not most of the books. Occasionally, sometimes the books are better.
I'm Dune. I'm about to go take a shower, grab a cocktail, head to some thrift shops, hang out. So I'll edit this tonight when I get back, and... until then, you guys can hold down the fort and stay spooky, bitches.